one of the most important questions we have is, would this work for bipolar depression only if there was a seasonal pattern or if there was a winter onset? Or would you recommend it that it could be tried for bipolar depression even at other times of the year?
Right. So we actually designed a study for both non-seasonal and seasonal depression. We didn't exclude patients for specific, you know, we didn't include them solely because they had a certain subtype of depression. But light therapy is traditionally attractive to patients who have seasonal affective disorder. But that type of protocol for unipolar seasonal affective disorder is usually carried out by using light first thing in the morning for a period of 30 minutes or 45 minutes in the morning. There have been, you know, other studies done on the use of light therapy for non-seasonal depression. One large clinical trial, multi-site clinical trial published on this recently and found compelling evidence to use light therapy in the morning for non-seasonal depression. Now, with our study, we included patients who we characterized the seasonality at the baseline, and we found that in both groups, they're equally represented for patients who had moderate seasonality, and so clearly the patients who decided to come into the study had experienced some type of seasonality. But we certainly did enroll patients not only in the winter but also in the spring and summer, and some of those patients also experienced full benefit. So we would not characterize it as saying this is purely for patients with bipolar disorder and seasonal depression. In fact, it was open to all patients, whether they had seasonal or non-seasonal.
Right. And as you said, that in unipolar depression also there is evidence that bright light therapy and other circadian interventions can work for non-seasonal depression. So while of course more research is needed, at this time we should consider bright light therapy adjunctive treatment for both seasonal and non-seasonal bipolar depression.
Certainly, we can certainly do that. I think in the future, you know, because of added questions that readers have expressed, we would certainly consider sort of designing future studies to explore its use in purely non-seasonal, given that we had a small representation of that. But when patients have bipolar depression, even though they come in for treatment or enroll in the study in the fall and the winter, oftentimes the episode of depression has been present for weeks to months and untreated or experience limited response to existing treatment. So even though patients present with depression in the fall or winter, they probably onset much earlier.
Right.
So the treatment that involves bright light therapy certainly could prove impactful for non-seasonal bipolar depression, which is really a common form of depression.